him will arise. His eye and he will arise. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur Hari. So, we are aware of your environment and your activity, your energy, how it should be utilized to take you to what direction. Be very careful in this, especially in this human life. There is possibility of choice here. And in other birth, no choice, only to go on with the duty that is imposed by nature to them. But here you can have a free choice, the possibility of free choice of your future life. But it is not found in other species, not even in the position of a god. It is not there. Because they are only enjoying the fruit of their good karma. But free choice is only left to this human species. Within it, Jiva Goswami says, Labdha suru labhamidang bahu sambhavanti manusang arthadang. This serves the real purpose, this human path. Arthama anityam api, but it is temporary. Any moment I may lose this position. Arthadang anityam api yadaya tunang jade, so we must not waste any moment. We shall begin. What is that? We shall take advantage of this special special qualification that has been given to us now. Vishaya khalu sarvasat. Without this inquiry in other things, what you may be engaged, that is all, that will continue always. What are they? This ahar, nidra, bhai, maithun, etc. If you go in the species of a dog, you can sleep well than a human being. In a hog, you will devour the food stools as your food, and you will relish. So wherever you go, wherever you are engaging yourself at present, that own to be snatched from you. Everywhere you will find all those things more efficiently. This ahad, this food, nidra, the sleep, bhaya, the apprehension, everywhere you will go. It will be with you. In any sex, in any species. But to inquire for a new path, it is only here in the human. So give up those stale things and engage yourself in this rare facility that is granted in this path, human path. Inquire about yourself. Start immediately. Inquiry about yourself and your prospect. Prospect of life. What is real? Don't pass time idly. The warning coming in this way. Bhogabhimbi satattat, Jiva Goswami says, the below the human species, they are unqualified because of their vivekurahittat. Faculty of judgment is sufficiently grown there, found there, grown. And not found in the higher species, gods, etc. Bhogabhimvesatattat, they are also unqualified for their special possibility of engrossed in deep pleasure. They have already acquired to enjoy pleasure, punnam, and they are deeply engaged to enjoy in that enjoyment, deeply engaged. They don't allow them to come out of that present enjoyment and then engage again in the search of their own self fundamentally. They don't allow them. They are already intoxicated. Intoxicated with the feeling of enjoyment, that sentiment, capture. And that won't allow them for free choice. That won't allow. Deeply absorbed in enjoyment, in higher species, Devotananda, etc. But only in human position, in the higher media. You left in balance, and you have can. It is possible to use period to begin a free search. The qualification only with the human faces, and not in any other position of in creation. So we must stop here today. Gaur Hari Bol, Nidhai. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shri Bhad Bhakti Vilas Jayavad Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Akkananda Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Vyav Prakash Maharaj Ki Jai. Padmad Maharaj, Arvind Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai, Sotri Vinda Ki Jai.
আমি যাব
Ramayana mother was done, and what he has given for me was a problem, but it finished.
I fasted the whole yesterday, and today also. So long I have taken anything. I don't know. Then, of course, he stayed here for a few days again, and the Govinda Maharaj asked how you have taken this incident. He replied in a very good fashion. He told, I do not mind it. Krishna dancing. Krishna is mad, engaged in his own mad dancing, and the weeds are his dance. Going on all sides. And he has no time to look after anyone, especially incipient persons like that, whether we are getting food or not. There is no concern with him. He is dancing in his own way. A Krishna dancing. And we are cursed by the lo, we are cast hither, thither, inside, and how we fare. He had no time to care for that. That was his answer. He's dancing. And we must be satisfied from any position, but to see he's dancing. He's dancing. This idea will feed us. It should feed us. He's dancing. Die to live. Learn to die for Krishna's satisfaction. মোরে রাখি মারি সুখে থাকুক দুজনে, ভক্তিগণ ঠাকুর আর দুজনে রাধা গোবিন্দ they have every right over us, over me. So, they can keep us or they can kill us, make or mar, that right is with them. Anyhow, whether by killing me or saving me, they may go on with their own fear for this. That is, that should be our object of life. If it is necessary for me to sacrifice life for their pleasure, I am ready. If it is necessary to keep me for their service, I am ready. We require to me. To live or to die, that should be equal for us. Only at every stage our prayer will be let them remain cheerful in their fasting. And for myself, whatever is necessary to maintain their cheerful fasting, we should accept that on our head, to die or to live. That should be our attitude. More Rakhi may keep us, or Mari may kill us. Does not matter. It matters nothing. Our staying, our going. But what is our inner necessity, that they may remain cheerful. That should be object of our search. The suicidal squad, Kamarupa group, their temperament will be such for the cause of the country, our life dedicated. Whether to die or to live, it is only for the country. It is understood by the Westerners for the altruistic party at present. To die for the country or to live for the country, they can understand. But what is this? This is a negligent part of the whole infinite. And who is Krishna? So many infinities at his, under his feet. Ananta Swayam is lying on the infinite. So many infinites, you may say. Because infinite minus infinite is infinite. One and many. Zero. One and many. No difference. Many zero and one zero, no difference. Zero from zero, minus zero minus zero is zero. Zero plus zero, zero, zero into zero, 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 divided by zero, zero. So infinite also of that characteristic, equal characteristic with zero. So Purnamada Purnamidam, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vasishyati, inconceivable. Minus infinite from infinite, infinite remains. So, the conception of our infinite at the disposal of his grace. Arjuna, whatever you can conceive, that forms of my negligent one part. Okay. Boy.
Yes. Now? Shanjit Kumar, yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One day, Achyutananda had an interview with me and asked some questions about the holy name, divine name. And I replied, and he took notes, and back to Radhe, sent an article.
I remember that article, Maharaj. I remember that exactly.
There was mention of Charak Rishi, the ancient doctor. That's the medicine of Charak. His example I quoted there. Maharishi Charak, his opinion about epidemic. He has written in his book, but when, in the name of justice, the court leaders, advocates, they are supposed to help the justice, but when they themselves do injustice, conceal the truth for their own selfish purpose, then there is an anomaly. Anomaly in the air, the vibration. That lying in the name of justice, a very subtle thing, most treacherous, and that creates a vibration in the atmosphere. And by that atmosphere, the water, the art, and the plants also, they are polluted, coming in contact with that atmosphere. And the plants, the crops also, polluted. And when that is taken, that crops taken, water taken by the animals, then that breaks out that Mahamari, what is this? Epidemic. Epidemic, the beginning, the cause of the epidemic, that a wholesale disease in a particular province, that the cause is trespassed there. The atmosphere is polluted by the lies of those that stand to advocate for justice. For so much degree of treachery in the name of justice when committed, that pollutes the atmosphere, and then in that context, the whole thing is polluted, and when take that food, the general epidemic breaks out. That he mentioned there in that article. The vibration, the name, the holy vibration, how that can affect this gross world. Perhaps to give example to that, I cited that instance from Charak Rishi. And many other things about the holy name, the sound divine. That article was given in that back to God about it. And he gave me the information that was very popular. That article was very...
This is very nice.
Very...
Much of Achyutananda Swami's preaching in those Indian days was not from Swami Maharaj's books. But no one complained. This is not from Swami Maharaj's books. Because it was very high katha.
He lived here for 9 months continuously. And then I thought that he is sitting there idle, of course hearing me and also reading books. I wanted to engage him in some subject with few other brahmacharis. I sent him to Calcutta to collect some funds. But the brahmacharis, after a week, came back, and Achyutananda also came with them. But they told after reaching the station, Howrah station, Achyutananda vanished. And again, when after finishing our collection, we came back to Howrah station, he joined. So it's wonderful. I asked Achyutananda, what's the matter? Where you remain for a few days, 5-6 days, in Kashimiti Dharamsala, he told. You waited there. Do you think that you should not do service or for anyone but your Guru Maharaj? They yes. I want to serve my Guru Maharaj. All right. Then I recommend Madhav Maharaj to keep you there. And your field will be at Calcutta, proper field. There you will find English-knowing people, big people, and try to canvass them and to secure a land in that place. And he did. Madhav Maharaj accommodated him there, and he met many Siddhas there, and managed to secure a person to pay for that. Then the problem came, to whose land the name, that land will be purchased. I told, they are not Indian nationality. I recommended Madan's mother's name, Pishima, Swami Maharaj's sister, youngest sister. She is Goswami, our god sister in Harinam, and Diksha. She came to take from me, but I did not begin Diksha at that time, or Harinam, nothing. I sent her to Goswami Maharaj, and there he took initiation. And she paid me the money for the first publication of Prabhama Jivanamata, Madan Samara, Swami Maharaj's youngest sister. She paid for that. Yeah. I told that in her name you can purchase to that. Yeah. But anyhow, they managed. But Swami Maharaj has got American nationality, so in his name it may be possible. And that was done there. And Jayapataka Maharaj said that just at that time, when that land transaction was going on, I joined here. I don't remember so much. Anyhow, then they began their work. Akhayananda Maharaj.
I love
him. Come. Who's
Akhayananda?
You got those letters?
Yes.
And what is that day? I forgot. One Badrinarayan.
Yes.
Three of them.
Yes.
Disappearance of Thakur Narottam. This Krishna Panchami. Month of Kartik. Kartik, the name of the month. Kartik, Kirtika. From Kirtika, Kartika. The origin is Kirtika. Kirtika is the name of a particular nakshatra who was supposed to be the daughters of Daksha, Prajapati. All the nakshatra, Pashini, Varani, and the wife of Chandra, Moon. These 27 nakshatras, their wife has been introduced as wives of Chandra, the Moon, and daughter of Daksha Prajapati. And Daksha Prajapati was also the father of Sati, she was married to Shiva, and that Dakha Yoga, all these things. So there was a fashion to keep the name of the daughters according to that nakshatra we find. Rohini was the name of Baladev's mother. Revati, another, the last nakshatra name given to Baladev's wife. Then Kirtika. This was the name of Vrishabhanu's wife, Radharani's mother. Of course, father and mother both, Radharani was found to float on a lotus, and Vrishabhanu collected her from there. They had no children, so they took them from the other chief, the particular worship, took her from there. So the name of Radharani, one of the name is Kartiki, the daughter of Kirtika. Daughter of Kirtika, so Kartiki. She who comes from Kirtika, whose origin through affection, motherly affection, Kirtika. So Kartiki is one of the name of Radharani. Sanatana Goswami has explained all these things. And because in Gita we find Masanang Margusi Soham. I am here, I am there, Pandavanang Dhananjaya. Amongst the Pandava, I am Dhananjaya. Amongst the month, I am Margushisho, Agrahayam. Kartika, and then next Agrahayam. So Kartika has some connection with Radharani, with Radha Krishna. Krishna is Agrahayam, and just before that, Sri Radhika, Kartiki. So this Kartika Vrata has got some special reference within Chaturmasya Vrata. 4 months durable Chaturmasya Vrata, generally observed by the sannyasins. Mahaprabhu, as he took Maya by the sannyasi for prachar purpose, he is also seen to observe this Chaturmasya. But a special place is given to this last month of Chaturmasya, that is Kartika, because connected with Kirtika and Kartiki Radharani. So Vaishnavas are very fond of observing this month. And also we find in Vrindavan, the gopis, they observe this vrata. taking vow the whole month of Kartika. And they have seemed to go on with worshipping Katayani, praying before her, Nandarupa Sitang Devi, Patinme Kurutirenu. Their general prayer was that, oh, you, Devi, Yogamaya, Katayani, make an arrangement for our marriage with the son of Nanda. That was the main prayer. They connect us with Nanda, with the son of Nanda. With that prayer, they observe the whole month with austerity. And so many rules, regulations they observe for that. So, Kartika, Ketika, Kartika Mahina, Ma. It's representation of Radharani, and just after that, Masanam Margushishuvam, I am specially to be dressed in the mantra, Margushisha Agrahaya. We find. In this Kartika month, and in this new moon and the full moon, in the new moon section, the Panchami, the fifth day, that is the day of the disappearance of Thakur Narottam. And who is this Narottam Thakur? There is a book named Narottam Vilas. There, it is elaborately mentioned about Narottam Thakur. Narottam Thakur, who came in a rich family, ordinarily a rich family. His elder brother was Krishna, by name Krishna Janta. Narottam Thakur, he did not marry. He remained all along the life of a brahmacharya. Of course, before his birth, perhaps, when Mahaprabhu went to Ramkeli, after 5 years of his sannyas, he came again to Navadvip, and from here he started for Vrindavan through the banks of the Ganges, along the banks of the Ganges, and went to Ramkeli, where Rupa Sanatan was in service life at that time. And that time he had to pass by the site where Narottam was born. When this Ganges is divided into two, the Padang on that side and Bhagirathi this side, almost near the confluence, just on the other side of Padma, there was a land, Khetori. We visited the place. Narottam Thakur installed there in his afterlife so many vigraha. So many vigraha, I forgot the name. But when Mahaprabhu passing by the other side of the Ganges, and on the right side, opposite the Ganges, was the birthplace of Narottam Khetori, Mahaprabhu, he shouted by taking the name of Narottam. At the top of his voice, he shouted this name. But his followers could not understand why does he say so. Narottam. We are told in that book. Anyhow, Mahaprabhu went and saw Rupa Sanatan, and he did not go to Vrindavan, came back, and straight went to Shantipur, from there to Puri again, And then after a year, he went to, from Puri via Benares, he went straight to Vrindavan. So, we are told that Mahaprabhu knew, he of course knows everything, but still showed that any of his favorites is there by Narottam, expected to come soon. That Narottam Thakur, he was born in a caste family, but went to the family. So much well to do, the local people used to say then as king, Raja Krishna, comes of well to do family. And from the beginning, his attitude was towards this Krishna bhakti. Automatically inspired by Krishna bhakti. Chanting, dancing, etc., the boy time. When they were grown up, about 15 or so, and he came in connection with Srinivas Acharya. And they came to Navadvip. They came to Navadvip. And the circumambulation of all the different islands in Navadvip was first performed by them. Mahaprabhu's guardian servant, Isham, he showed them all the places of the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. We are told, previous to that, first Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, along with Jiva Goswami, his circumambulation is the first. And the next is Narottam, Srinivasa, Isham. And the third parikrama was performed by one descendant of Advaita Prabhu later on. After that, our Guru Maharaj began this Navadvip Parikrama, and that is still continuing without gap. Navadvip Dham Parikrama, now in different parties. But continuously, it began about 20 or so. And that is continuously being performed without any stop every year. Then Narottam Thakur, we are told, with Srinivas Acharya and another Samananda from Vrindavan, they plan to go to Vrindavan. These three combined and went there. At that time, the Rup Sanatan already passed away when they are on the way. Jiva Goswami on the Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatt. Rup Sanatan gone away. Jiva Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they are Raghunath Das also. Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Loganath Goswami are staying. And these three, they live there for some time, and Srinivasa Acharya took initiation from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Narottam Thakur took initiation from Loknath Goswami. And the third Samanda took initiation from
Again?
Are you going to go to the house?
I'm going to go to the house.